It's time again for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food and beverage authorities from around town. Looky here, James Norton is with us again this morning. He writes for TheHeavyTable.com. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so there's something new that has opened up at Midtown Global Market that you're here to tell us about this morning.
Yes, just opened up at the end of 2013, and it's a place called The Rabbit Hole.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yes, please.
Because now I'm thinking rabbit food, which would be salad. And please tell me it's more than that.
It is so much more than
good.
Rabbit food.
Under the side of a salt lick.
Yeah, no, right. It's it's much more Lewis Carroll, I think.
Okay, good.
Good.
Pets Unlimited. it's a really interesting new restaurant. The creators are Thomas Kim and Kat Melgard, and they're this couple. They're a new and rising sort of culinary power couple. They had their first kid this year, and their first restaurant, I think, opened a couple years ago. It's called The Left-Handed Cook, also at Midtown Global Market. Now, Left-Handed Cook is sort of Korean fusion informed. I always thought it was a little bit tame, that they could bring more funk and more fire. It's really good food, but I'm like, I just wish they would turn the volume up a little bit. The new restaurant, The Rabbit Hole, they totally do that. It's a really exciting place. They've got a liquor license, which is unusual for Midtown Global Market. Mm. I think it's going to give that area sort of a shot of nightlife. And it got to start with Kickstarter, which I think is also a bit unusual. $15,000 raised there. You can see actually my name and about 150 others written on the booths, almost like graffiti style.
Cool.
So if you go in, you're like, what's going on with all those names? Like, those are people who...
They're the contributors.
They're the contributors. Okay. They put some money down to get this place started. The atmosphere is fantastic. It reminded me of the restaurants I used to go to when I lived in Brooklyn. Not just kind of like, but totally like. It's loud. It's crowded. It's dark. It's really, really fun. The decor is chic. Lots of shiny surfaces and disrupted lines of sight. You've got these graffiti-like names everywhere. It has a really lively vibe, which I think is missing at a lot of places around here.
So this is actually not in the sort of center court of Midtown Global Market, if I remember correct. This is sort of at the north end and separated from things a little bit, is that right?
Yeah, it's sort of in the...
It's on separate kind of place.
It's sort of in the east end of Midtown Global
right.
Market, and it is its own enclosed restaurant.
Right.
You're not in sort of a food court atmosphere.
Right.
It is a bona fide restaurant. And part of that, too, I think, is the drinks. They're serving really nice mixed drinks. They've got a julep, and I love trying juleps at restaurants because I have super strong feelings about them. They're mostly terrible. They're mostly oversweet. They tend to suck.
That's why I never order one.
Yeah. Well, and for me, it's like, if you can get this right, you're thinking about stuff. It's a good sign, and they got it right. It wasn't oversweet. It had a lot of mint sprigs popping out of it. It was really nicely balanced. They had a drink called the Cabra Vieja, which I think means the old goat. Someone who knows Spanish better than me might correct me. Packed a mean punch, but it was also well balanced. In general, the drinks just felt honest. You know, they felt well mixed and strong and balanced. And the food was really good.
What did you have?
We started out with a charred green bean dish, which was terrific. The green beans were really crisp and clean. There was a sort of funky, slightly spicy paste that came with them and a crunch of almonds, a nice amount of char on them. We tried a hamburger, and it's so easy to do a hamburger poorly. I've had so many bad $10 burgers around here. It drives me crazy. They did a great job with it. It's called the Apple Burger was the one we tried with a sort of a fried egg on it. The burger was cooked correctly. The fried egg was cooked correctly so that you got a little bit of runny yolk, but it wasn't all over the place. The bun was tender, but it didn't just fall apart on you. There's hash browns on there, which I thought was gilding the lily. I'm not sure you need hash browns on it, but overall, really good burger. And I think my favorite thing that we ate there was a dish called Duck, Duck, Duck.
Okay.
And the last iteration of duck is spelled D-D-U-K, which is a reference to a almost gummy, thinly sliced, chewy rice coin. And so the dish is mostly those sort of little rice nuggets dressed up with duck confit, served in this hot, sort of richly flavored garlicky sauce. And from the bizarre chewiness of the rice to the crunch of the sesame seeds that were in there and the garlic cloves that were in there, everything worked really well in unison, and it was just so wonderfully weird. I've never had anything quite like it, and I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, sounds great.
Sounds exciting, and it is called Rabbit Hole, and it just opened at the end of last year, and it's at Midtown Global Market. You can see the article that that James is referring to that has all this great photography of all these wonderful dishes. We'll link to it at our website, which is at thecurrent.org. James Norton, as always, thank you for coming in. Nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
James Norton writes for Heavy Table, and he joins us as part of our regular crew here on Eating and Drinking on 89.3 The Current.